The Army was very matter-of-fact. Corey was hit with an improvised explosive device. He was hit in the head. He was hit in the eye. We found him underwater, near drowning. Had to resuscitate. Burns, shrapnel wounds. And the best news out of that whole situation was he was still alive.
That is the voice of Craig Remsburg. His son, Army Ranger Corey Remsburg, was serving in Afghanistan when he was wounded by a roadside bomb in 2009. Earlier this year, Corey Remsburg and his dad, Craig, attended the State of the Union address as guests of the President and the First Lady. This past week, Michelle Obama hosted an event at the White House to highlight the sacrifices of those taking care of wounded vets. A recent RAND Corporation study found that more than 1 million Americans are taking care of a wounded veteran who served after 9/11. We asked Craig Remsburg what it's been like to care for his son, Corey, who spent 3.5 months in a coma. Craig Remsburg is our Sunday conversation.
We would play Corey's favorite movies on the TV set. We would have available the odors. He loved the vanilla extract, so we always had those type of odors available.
What was his favorite movie?
Well, he loved Scrubs.
Scrubs, the TV show.
TV show. He liked Scrubs, and the VA, the technicians and the therapists start, immediately, in a coma, and they're still, trying to work them, move them around and talk to them, and drugs and all kinds of stuff.
What was it like when he opened his eyes? Were you there?
I was there, and it wasn't really quite like that. But what was incremental is that probably after 5 weeks, 6 weeks, he opened an eye, just one eye, and then he moved a arm, and then he moved a leg. It's not like, you sit up out of bed and start talking. It took him 8 months to talk.
Meanwhile, you and your wife both had full-time jobs.
That's correct. It wasn't even a second guess about how we're going to do it. We just did it. We committed to 24/7 care for Corey. That was our thoughts. We said, somebody's got to be there. Somebody in the family, and it was primarily my wife and I. We did two-week shifts. Somebody would be back in Phoenix, and then the other person would be at the Tampa VA. We would swap keys at the airport, at the gate, and say where the car was parked and go over anything. We had normally had 1 hour. We did that for 6 months, and we finally decided that that's not healthy.
No, I can't. For your relationship, too.
Yeah, exactly. It just wasn't healthy, and so my wife decided that she would she'd quit her job after 22 years and become the full-time caregiver at the Tampa facility.
If you don't mind me asking, what kind of financial burden was this? I imagine that the costs were astronomical.
So certainly her not working, that definitely that hits, and we adjusted. Mm-hmm. Every now and then you maybe dip in a little bit into the savings, but it's interesting how things work out. I had gotten contacted by a charity, a startup charity in St. Louis, Missouri, and that's where Corey graduated from high school, and they adopt these severely wounded. So they paid for my flights back and forth.
I do want to ask you about the State of the Union address. You and your son attended, sat next to First Lady Michelle Obama. And at the end of the speech, President Obama introduced your son to Congress and the country and held him up as this example of America at its best, which had to have been an amazing moment as a dad. What did that mean to you?
You know, the State of the Union was just one of those. It's not even a once in a lifetime, because people don't get those offers, and we really didn't know where we were going to sit at until it was literally right before Michelle Obama got brought in, and one of the our escorts said, "You got here's your tickets. You guys are in the front row.
Wow!
Look for your names on tape on the chair." I see Dr. Joe Biden, Michelle Obama, and I said, Corey Remsburg. I said, "Oh, buddy, we're on TV tonight." And we started to look at each other, make sure we were cleaned up and hair in place, and that's pretty much how it was. But when he talked about Corey and the story, he gives you that the goosebumps and that applause that the applause that didn't stop.
The
I caught
long applause. Yeah.
And it was when we sat down. I looked at him. I said, "What just happened?" And he just kind of grinned at me and said that, you know, he goes, "This ain't about me. It's about Wounded Warriors."
Wow.
And he knew that the picture was bigger than him.
How is Corey doing today?
Corey's doing, he does great. He does 4 to 6 hours of therapy every day.
Is he living on his own?
No, he's not. We have a CNA, a certified nurse assistant, that waits for him when he gets home. Part of the military respite care program since Corey's still active duty.
Uh-huh.
And then my wife or I would then go over and spend the night for his safety. And
every night, so one of you two spends the night?
That's correct.
That has to be challenging for your own relationship. How do you and your wife make time to see each other?
So we do we've done a date night.
You keep that
and,
every week?
We keep that. Yep, every week, every Friday, we make that a point. Hmm. That we ensure we go out and, you know, just get away from all the stuff.
Life has obviously changed irrevocably, and I wonder what you want for Corey in the near and long term. What he wants for himself, what he wants in life.
Probably sum that up in two words, find independence.
Hmm.
He wants to be able to function and live on his own. And if you ask me what my goal is, find him independence. We're going to get him as close as we can to that independence and make him feel, you know, that he's contributing back to society, and because that's what he wants. He doesn't want to be a slug. He doesn't want to be a drain. He wants to do something, and he knows he's got to take care of himself first.
Craig Remsburg, speaking about his son, Army Ranger Corey Remsburg.